Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Hoop Jack podcast series. I'm your host, Christopher Armstead. With me is my man, LeVar.
What up?
We are now doing not only audio, but we're going to try to do video as well.
Yeah.
We're trying to get more into the YouTube area, try to grow more with that. I know we've kind of been more audio than most, but we're going to try to keep growing more and more every week, and hopefully 2023 we can grow to something even bigger.
That's
plain. But other than that, it's just like any regular show. We're going to talk about the best of the hoops, and we're going to also talk about, you know, stuff going on around the country, and some, because we're in the 7x7, it's basketball central right now.
Yeah.
Got to talk about some big tournaments coming.
Man, it's basketball central, y'all.
Got to get in some tournaments coming up. But some of the first things that's coming up, one of the breaking news that I saw this morning, and we'll get into the All-Star voting here in a second, but local Virginia native Mac McClung is going to be the first G League player ever to compete in the dunk contest.
And I'm glad, man, because he deserves it.
Have you
like,
seen?
First of all, he should be in the NBA.
He
like,
should be in
not,
the NBA.
I'm not talking about, you know, G League.
He should be a decent six man.
He was averaging, like, at that time, it was one time he was averaging, like, 14, 15 points a game. And I'm like, right now, hell, that's a starter.
That is a starter.
So I don't understand why he's not playing. But, you know, but to have him in a dunk contest, I can't wait, man.
I'm excited. I think he can win it. I think he can win it. I think he has a really, with the hops that he has,
man,
and from his highlights at Gate City and where he has gone through college, where he started at Georgetown, made it through Texas Tech, I believe through the avenue that he had, and then going to the G League, I think he's due for an NBA contract.
Somebody's got to pick him up.
Somebody.
And the thing is, he's good.
He is good.
Now, I can understand if he was just a dunker, you know, just athletic only. But no, the man
but
can play.
He can pass. He can shoot.
He can play defense. I mean, hell. What more do you need?
He has anything that you would want in a player that, at least definitely coming off the bench,
right,
would give you that boost of morale.
Right.
I'm not saying he's a starter, but he can grow into that.
True.
I
believe it.
And then moving along towards what we're going to talk about was the All-Star game. The numbers came in for the second fan voting. And mind you, this is fan voting. This is fan voting.
Please.
So this is where I kind of get disgusted by it.
I can't stand it.
Why is Kevin Looney number 9? On the front court.
Why is
Kevin Looney number 9?
I'm not talking bad about Kevin Looney.
No, but it's the
but
Warriors
the man
fan
averaged
base.
23 minutes a game at the most. And you're putting him in the All-Star. Come on, man. Kevin Looney is so many more people.
Yeah, and this is what I've heard. It's the Warriors fan base.
Oh,
that
wow.
Warriors fan base is so huge
is
that
huge.
They will vote for anybody. Now, and I'm not also giving slack to Clay, but how is he 5th?
Yeah, look, like I said, I love Clay.
And he's a great player, but he has not shown the numbers that he has
not this
year.
Same with Kawhi.
Kawhi is 10th.
Who, Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, he's 10th.
You already know why that is.
But that is...
The thing is, if he does play, when he do play, he does damage, but...
But he hasn't... He's
I don't
slow
think he
out
should
the
be.
Gates.
Yeah, that's true. I don't, like, right now...
Right now, the East looks so much better than the West. When you look at the guards' perspective... You have Clay, Russ, Lillard, Booker, Reeves. Austin Reeves is 9th.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Getting votes. Getting votes at 9th.
That's
over De'Aaron Fox.
That's a waste of votes.
You do realize that the Kings have a better record than the Lakers
way
right
better.
Now.
And Darren,
you're telling me.
De'Aaron is averaging way
more than
Austin
Reeves.
Is.
And why is Austin Reeves getting numbers? Didn't we talk about this?
No, we did.
We talked about this at one point. That De'Aaron Fox, this is probably the best year of his career.
Yep.
This is the best year for the team in their career since
Hell,
that playoff run. And
Malik Monk should get more votes than Austin Reeves.
Gosh, this is insane.
Yeah, but his fan base, man.
When you look at the East, the only one that I see that's actually kind of nice to see, Derrick Rose, number 9th for guards. He has minutes.
I mean, my thing is, though, like, my thing is, they're not even playing Derrick right now.
They're not.
So how do you still
it's the love for Derek.
It's got to be the love.
It's the
Everybody
love
Derek, man.
But he's 9th. Darius Garland, I feel like, should be above him.
Yeah, most definitely.
Cleveland's
Garland
been out, though. But Garland's been doing had good numbers so far this year.
Yeah, but he's been
but
out
then you
for
look
a
at the
bit.
Rest. I mean, Paolo Banchero is 8th on the list. Kuzma 7th. I mean, the Wizards are
now,
mediocre.
I give Paolo though.
I give Paolo his credit.
Yeah,
I
give Paolo. You know what I'm saying?
The whole front court for the East, I have no complaints.
Right.
The only one I would probably stress,
I
would put Jimmy Butler a little lower. Here's why. the Heat have not shown us the whole core that they have normally. They've been having problems. I think Eric Spoelstra might be out of a job soon.
Yeah. With guys throwing stuff
massage on the guns court, on the court.
That's some stuff you can't have. And then you let him still play?
No.
No.
Julius Randle 10th. I mean, the Knicks have been the Knicks, but Julius Randle been still given good numbers. But
that's
this what year.
I'm saying. I think Julius Randle should be a little bit higher than that.
You think he should be 9th over Claxton?
Over Claxton, yeah. Most definitely. Claxton's he's a key part, but still got Durant, Kyrie.
Then you look at the guards, Kyrie number 1, okay. Donovan Mitchell 2, Harden 3, Brown 4.
I can't get mad at that either. Because James Harden's actually playing good basketball right now.
Hold on. Okay, no, I was like, why is Jason Tatum not there? But he's in the front court.
Yeah.
Tatum's in the front court, I guess. He plays like a guard.
He plays like a guard.
Because they both... Him and Brown are 1-2 right there.
Sometimes Brown's playing small forward.
DeMar DeRozan. LaMelo Ball is questionable. I think that's more the fan votes.
Well, he's the only one that's really scoring for Charlotte right now.
Right, but he's been out for a good majority of the year to start. Now, he was out for like the first month and a half.
Tyrese Halliburton should be a little higher.
Tyrese Halliburton, I feel like, should be over LaMelo, but still under. I think Halliburton should be 7th, but DeMar DeRozan should stay at 6th. He's still doing good work for Chicago. I think also, are we missing LaVine?
Yes.
We're missing LaVine on this list. Now, why is
And that's, Zach LaVine that's the part on this I can't list? Understand.
Because you got the hat on, yeah. I can tell.
You already know.
Zach LaVine should be on the list.
Without LaVine, Chicago is losing almost all of those games.
Right.
This is truth.
That is the truth. And I think going into it, you're looking at these numbers. How big should the fan vote be versus, say, when all honesty, I think it should be the coaches.
I think it should be the coaches and the players. Now, yes, some players are going to be biased because they don't like.
I think it should be if you actually. I think it should be you can't vote for yourself. Be honest, bro. You can't vote for yourself and you can't vote for your own team.
Right.
I think that's to be
the smartest thing, right? The
same with the coaches. You can't vote for your own players and you can't vote for your own team.
Right, but players are still going to be a little more honest.
They are because they're in the game,
right? And if this team, if this guy's busting your ass,
fans are biased towards. As you can see, fans are biased towards their team. That's why we see Kevin Looney at 9 with 435,000 votes, man. And Austin Reeves at 259,000 votes.
Austin Reeves, out of all the Lakers, we're doing Austin Reeves.
And the fact that you have 3, you have Westbrook in there, who's. Ugh.
But he's Westbrook. You
have 4 members of the Lakers on there: James, Davis, Westbrook, and Reeves. And I don't even think 2 of them should be on that list.
My question is,
why is Davis on there if he's out for the year?
So that's what I was about to say.
Why is Davis on the list? Now, if he's out for the year?
I understand. Give him the vote because he has been.
Yeah, voted, but Davis is. But he's out. Move the list. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve. Put an asterisk by it so you know that he can't play.
Right.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the All-Star nod. Give it to him, but also give the other spot to somebody else. Give it to somebody else.
Because they got to.
It makes more sense to do that than to give it to him and then leave that spot blank.
Right.
Because you're basically fighting. It's still a 10-man roster versus 10-man roster. And, almost 12-man roster.
This is going to probably get some people saying, what the hell, when I say this, Luka should be over LeBron James right now.
Ooh.
Can't help it, man.
As far as votes?
Yes.
Let's see, 4.8 roughly for LeBron, 3.6 for Luka.
I can't Steph's understand.
Only at 3.3. Steph's at only 3.9.
I just can't understand.
Is it the Dallas?
Luka should have the most votes right
Luka
now.
Luka should have the most votes.
But you know what? I forgot fan base.
LeBron votes.
LeBron is going to go, you know.
LeBron right now leads all of the NBA players for votes.
Mm-hmm.
Second behind him is Durant. Third is Antetokounmpo. Fourth is Curry, and fifth is Luka.
Yeah.
Luka's right there in the top 5.
But you know, yeah, I can't. I'm not going to get upset about it, but.
Can't, but it's still, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So now to more sad news. We go to the college football world. It was probably one of the worst college football games to watch.
You made Shaq eat frog legs on TV.
The irony was the closest point of the game was 10-7 in the first quarter.
That was it.
Other than that, 65-7 is pretty bad. 65-7 is really bad.
They scored 21 14, and 13. They scored, and they averaged 2 touchdowns almost a quarter after that.
Here's the thing. The irony is, and then people argue that why wasn't Alabama in the national championship? Well, look at think of it like this. You take TCU out, you have to slide up the list where Ohio State is playing Michigan. Mm-hmm. Alabama is playing Georgia.
Yeah.
Alabama would have played Georgia in the semifinal, not the national championship. Not the national championship. It wouldn't have mattered. You probably still would have had, in my opinion, that national championship game would have probably been
Georgia would have
Georgia
been
and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Michigan fell apart. Now, I'm not
they
saying...
They had that game.
Michigan though, had that game. Now, would it have been closer than this? In my opinion, no.
I don't know.
I think not. McCarthy is a great quarterback. But when you looked at the Georgia defense, they were on point.
Were they?
They were on point.
They didn't let them get a damn thing.
Dugan did not have 100 yards at halftime.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
He didn't have 100 yards at halftime. He had one touchdown, 2 interceptions, and I believe 96 yards, 97 yards at halftime.
I think Ohio
State
was
so bad. It was 38-7 at half.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Miami National Championship when they played Wisconsin back in the 2000s.
They beat the snot rag out of
them, man. And I think Ed Reed told the coach, I wouldn't worry too much. We're up 35-7.
Still, like I keep saying, that Miami team, man. It
that Miami team was insane.
A whole football Hall of Fame team. But yeah.
But we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. When I come back, I'm going to have a special 101 Hooper profile in the studio with Virginia Wesleyan basketball alumni Tyree Golston. So stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Hoop Jack podcast series. Today, for our 101 Hooper profile, I got a very special guest with me inside the studio. We have Virginia Wesleyan basketball alumni Tyree Golston.
Yes,
Tyree,
sir.
It's great to have you on the show, my man.
Appreciate you for having me.
So, you grew up around here in the area, correct?
Yeah.
Played ball at local ball at Tallwood High School. What was the competition like growing up within the 757, especially playing at a good school, at a good basketball school like Tallwood?
Okay, you're starting off with a great question. Growing up,
mm-hmm.
usually, I'm going to be honest, I played for a lot of teams, a lot of different schools, so a lot of the people that I was playing with ended up being my competition. So
really?
I was very familiar with the competition around the city, even when I was young, playing with the older guys at the rec and stuff, so like, I always felt like I was pretty comfortable playing, always.
And then kind of growing up with your teammates at Tallwood, y'all still try to keep in touch here and there?
Yeah, for sure. So I went from Bayside Middle to Kentsville.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Kentsville my 8th grade year, ended up winning a championship after like a long drought. I can't really say what it was, but all my guys from that Kentsville team, still my guys now.
That's good to hear that y'all still pretty close. Y'all keep mm-hmm. in touch, especially gave Kempsville Middle a title after
sure.
so long.
Yeah.
And then just kind of seeing what it's like now, you know, kids are, you know, schools are kind of, it's switching around. I see, because right now I see Salem doing really well with basketball right now. Brandon Middle,
yeah.
Great Neck, Lynn Haven, and a lot of those
like
teams. A lot of those teams are just kind of growing with what the expectation is.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk to me about your time at Tallwood. I know talking with a good buddy of yours, Brian Brennan.
Yeah.
You and him go way back, and talk about the dynamic of what it was like playing for that Tallwood team.
Yeah, so a lot of the guys that was on that Tallwood team, like I said, we played on Kempsville Middle together, so it was automatic. Like we was good. We pretty good chemistry. Brian's dad, mm-hmm. Coach Bill. Shout out Coach Bill, great guy. But he definitely had us, like, doing more than what we were supposed to do. Like, we in different leagues, we working out, you know, getting runs in, taking us to view the world and stuff like that. So, yeah, we had pretty good chemistry over there already.
And then after graduating from Tallwood, you decided to play college ball locally at Virginia Wesleyan.
Yes, sir.
What was kind of the decision picking Virginia Wesleyan?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't heavily recruited coming out of high school. But the teams that were on me, for real, Virginia Wesleyan, CNU, Randolph-Macon, and I went on a visit to Randolph-Macon. No, like, I'm not talking bad about Randolph-Macon at all, but on my visit, personally, I just didn't have a great time, so
okay.
I kind of, like, cut them out. But it was between CNU and Virginia Wesleyan. CNU's campus, great. Like, it looks like I was in Wonderland.
On the other side of the water, you know, pretty good.
Crazy facilities, but I went to Virginia Wesleyan because of the people that I met when I was there. My teammates are great. Clicked with them off rip. Had a great visit. Dave. Coach Dave Macedo. Yes. That guy is probably the number one reason I went to
Wesleyan. And speaking of Coach Dave Macedo, what was it like kind of playing for him, and what was kind of the team dynamic? Was he able to kind of still help you guys both on, not only just on the court, but off the court as well?
Yeah, this guy, he has it figured out. He's been doing this for a long time, 20-plus years, so he got the formula. He very smart guy, on the court, off the court. Actually, he's going to make sure you're good off the court before you even get to the court. So if you see them guys on the court, they're straight off the court. And learned a lot from him. He knows how to get his players to play at their max potential. And that's something very important in a coach. Like, he's pushing everybody, not just 1-5, 1-8, whoever playing. He's pushing the whole roster every day. So, yeah.
Coach and then Dave. I see you guys had a good run in the 2019-2020 season. You guys were ODAC tournament runner-ups. You guys just fell short. I believe it was also to Randolph-Macon.
For sure. Yeah,
ended up, I believe, going on to win a national title at one point in their careers. But what would be one of the more memorable experiences that you had playing at Virginia Wesleyan or even playing, you know, kind of close to the area?
I'm going to be honest. I can't like off the top come up with like the most memorable moment, but definitely just spending time with my teammates and like the hotels and stuff, that was like
just kind of got that bonding experience.
Yeah, the vibes is crazy. Yeah,
because you kind of want that, you want that team bonding experience and be able to kind of, especially those travel days where you kind of connect and just, you know, you're relaxing, but you're also kind of creating a vibe in a sense.
Yeah, like, I met these guys. Some of the guys that I played on Wesleyan with, I knew, like, for a majority of my life. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys that I met, they forever my brothers now. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It was that type of camaraderie we had.
And then you were also part of a group of college athletes at that time when COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything kind of stopped. And I know with college athletes, but at least being local, and I know, and I saw what happened around here, like, couldn't go to the gym to play ball. A lot of the parks took off the basketball goals, so it was just a backboard.
Yeah, it was weird stuff going on.
And it was, no one could play anywhere. Everyone was 6 feet apart. How were you kind of able to still develop that mentality of still trying to work hard and play through, even though COVID was still at that time, and especially in this area, it was still pretty big?
Okay, so prior to COVID, I had fractured both my feet. So I fractured my left foot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember what year. And I fractured my right foot. Same thing on both foots. So I was, like, I learned how to, you know, be set back and come back even better. Like, that was, the COVID thing didn't really bother me. Like, as a team, it kind of messed with us because it was no, like, what's the word? It wasn't like a set schedule. It was like day to day. We figuring out what's next. But that's cool. Like, we were still working every day, getting in the gym. Even when, like, everything was locked down, I was allowed access to the gym. So
that's good. That's cool. At least still getting able to have that kind of access to the gym. And then you graduated, I believe it was 2021, 2022?
I just graduated 2021, but at the end of the year, so 2022.
So 2022, so you graduated in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was that kind of feeling like finishing off your college career at Virginia Wesleyan, you know, going out on the way that you wanted to go out with your college career?
Yeah, so actually, I didn't go out the way that I wanted to go out in my college career. Like, I was playing, I don't want to say terrible, but, like, personally, I felt like I wasn't really helping my teammates with my play my last year I was playing. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to push through, get at it, work at it, like, just trying to do my best. But
you kind of felt like there was a lot left on the table.
Yeah, like, I know for a fact it was more to be done at Wesleyan, but I never got the chance, so.
So what would be crazy,
my fault for cutting you
off. No, it's sorry.
But it's crazy because the year, I only played half the year in my fifth year. Mm-hmm. That COVID year we got back, I played half the year. But that year they went to the ODAC tournament again and had a crazy, like, run. And I think if I was there, we would have done way more damage, even though all the damage that they did.
Absolutely. And then crazy. Now, having graduated, what have you been up to since kind of?
I'm going to be honest. After I graduated, since I graduated last year, like, mm-hmm. It's been 1 year, I probably had like 4 or 5 jobs. And it's crazy because every job that I have, one job, I was doing construction, and that was actually, like, interesting. I never really did no construction, but I was learning new stuff, so it was cool. But every time I work a job, I always felt like I can do the jobs that the managers, the bosses, I always felt like I can do their jobs better than mm-hmm. them. So, like, it was kind of frustrating working, knowing that I could be more.
Absolutely.
So I ran through a lot of jobs, but I really don't, it's terrible to say on camera, I don't really plan on working for nobody ever again.
You kind of want to be your own boss.
For sure.
Because I also see that you're trying to put music out there through SoundCloud and everything like that.
Yeah, that's new. That's something I actually been doing music for a while, but I'm really trying to, like, take it to the next level, so.
Okay. Yeah. And then my last question would be, what advice would you give to the next wave of high school players around here or even around the country wanting to get that opportunity to play at the next level?
Okay, that's a great question because I actually been thinking about this, like, just because, I don't know, I feel like as somebody who has the experience, who's older now, you should give that knowledge to younger people. Like, that's important for older people to make sure that the younger people are not making the same mistakes. So, what I would tell somebody who's upcoming, trying to play basketball, get to the next level, whatever, listen to your coaches, simple stuff. Like, always have an open mind, open ears, listen to your coaches. They're not there to tell you anything wrong. They're there to tell you from a different perspective, from a more knowledgeable perspective, what you can do better to be a better player, what you can do better to help your team. Like, that's basically it, yeah.
All right, man. So I want to thank Tyree for taking the time to come on the show. It's been great having you here in the studio. You guys can check this out on YouTube, and we'll put it out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Nice. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Hoop Jacks, so stay tuned. And we're back, guys. So I want to thank Tyree Golson for taking the time to come on the show. I loved hearing about his career at Virginia Wesleyan and just kind of the atmosphere that the 757 has for basketball and everything of itself.
Yeah, it's starting to looking promising out here, man.
And we're going to talk more about what's happening within the area for high school hoops and everything around here. But before we get to that, Nike and Netflix have partnered together to come out with a series called Nike Training Club.
Yeah.
Where they're basically doing a lot of bodyweight workouts. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what Peloton does. They're at-home workouts, but I think with the idea of Netflix being that everyone has it,
mm-hmm.
that it's easy to get.
Easier to 10, access,
20 minute workout.
Yeah.
You know, you do yoga, they can give you, workouts that you can do. Like, you don't even need equipment, guys. You just go out there, you do it.
Do your workout.
It's straight. No problem to it at all.
This is smart.
This is one of the, and I'm not saying they stole the idea from Peloton, but it gives a more, it's a better idea because Netflix is so, everyone has
it's
it.
It's accessible.
It's very everybody accessible to it. Everybody.
Yeah.
And I think because Peloton kind of is
going down a little bit.
A lot of it, yeah. Because it's too, how can you say, exclusive.
It really
is. You know,
it's not
for everybody.
Yeah.
If you do this, if you go on, you know, if you being that you have Netflix, you can cover a lot more, you know, people that needs and, to actually, you
and
know,
then Nike just is such a big company too in itself that
right.
they can do anything workout that you can have, especially if you're at home where you don't have the equipment that a lot of people would have,
right?
Or you don't want to go out and spend like
$500 on a bike.
Something on a bike or go to a trainer or something like that. You
right.
can do it at home and it's a great workout. And I know we do a lot of recommendations out here, but this is one that I think everyone should check it out and mm-hmm. get a good look at. I think it'll help along the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Nike Training Club, powered by with the partnership with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone go check it out. Moving along too, we're going to get back to that, but we got this weekend, and I know
man.
I showed it to you. This is some good
this
stuff happening
good,
this weekend.
Man.
We got the MABC, which is the Mid-Atlantic Basketball Classic, happening.
Mm-hmm.
At the Kempsville High School, a big showcase for high school teams.
The Ville.
Showing their talents, trying to get a good recruitment out
right.
there for a lot of good class. Because we got some seniors, we got some juniors, we got, you know, a lot of great talent come through within the public school and the private schools
and
as
private
well.
Schools, yep.
And we got a couple school, I think one school is from North Carolina, but great talent that I see. January 14th, which is Saturday, or tomorrow if you're listening to it right now, but January 14th, I know this is going to be quick, but it's $10, no
mm-hmm.
re-entry, which means can't go back in.
Right.
$15 for all day, you'll be able to go in and out whenever you want.
Pay the 15.
For some people, me, I'm probably just going to pay the 10. I'll
oh,
go
right.
for the first three,
couple, yeah.
three, and then I got to go. But we got first games at 11:30, but doors open at 11. So my suggestion, get there early.
Yep.
You know,
it's going to be packed.
It's going to be packed, guys. So me, I'm probably getting there at like 10.
Yeah, you can probably,
10,
because I mean, 30. It's not going to have no seats. I mean, it's a good size gym,
but
it's not going to be
but
any
no,
seats.
No, not the seats, and this is going to be a lot of standing. I wonder if I could bring the tripod with me.
Probably can.
Probably to get some content. I'm going to definitely try to be there and get some content, guys. Showcase the best of the 757 has to offer
mm-hmm.
and what the next generation has. But going through the games we have, we got 11:30 games, first game. We got Granby versus Indian River. Two great teams battling it out. Then we got Life Christian versus at Nansmouth Suffolk at 12:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Another two great teams. I know Nansmouth Suffolk from the private school sector. They usually have a decent program.
Mm-hmm.
Green Run versus Ben L. Smith, which is a team out of North Carolina. Green
that
Run,
be a good game.
Green Run has some good talent this year.
Yeah,
from what I saw, I actually checked out their last game when they played Salem.
Okay,
they got some good shooters down there. They got some good. They got one kid. I'm not gonna lie. He went up for oop. I thought he was gonna get it. He's quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's tall, but he can shoot and he can dunk. But he's got the good package. That's at 2:15 p.m. 3:45, Fairfax Christian versus Peninsula Catholic. I might try to catch that game. That'll probably be the last game I catch.
Mm-hmm.
Two great teams as well. Then we got Oscar Smith versus the host team, Kempsville, at
5:15
p.m. I know if you want to go check it out.
Yeah, I gotta go check out
You gotta go check it out, I
got
know.
To.
But that means that you gotta get there. It's decent.
I know, but the thing is, I got some people on the inside.
I know you got people on the inside who can open a door for
right.
you.
Right, I can make my way in there, you know.
That's at 5:15 p.m. 6:45 p.m., we have my alma mater, Cape Henry, going up against Norview High School.
And
Cape Henry has a decent team over the years,
mm-hmm.
and led by a great coach, Coach Mark Hall, which I need to get on the show.
And my boy Lance.
Yeah, Lance Hurdle.
Yep.
I've had on the show, great guy. Mm-hmm. You ever want to check out the past show where I've had Lance on the show, make sure to tune in, head over to Spotify and
yeah.
Apple Podcasts. And then last game of the night, 8:15, Kings Fork versus Maury. That should be great game.
It should be a
that's
great game,
Sunday,
though.
That's the Saturday night, 8:15. That's the last game of the night.
Man,
that is going to be
Kings
a Fork great
is breeding some hella basketball players, man. Hella basketball players coming out of Kings Fork. Right? they're for the last 5 years, I don't think there's been no better team. Even if they've lost, I don't think it's been a better team than them. But, yeah, I can't wait for that.
And we got a local. You can check him on Instagram. It's at Amir Driver Made. on Instagram. I believe he owns a clothing line out, clothing company out here, okay. Made in Norfolk. But from what I checked, but he'll be hosting the event, and it's where legends become legendary. So, and it's through there, you know, basketball circuit. I think it'll be a great one for the year. There was another one this weekend. It was at the Field House. It's the MLK
class. Who was that, the Sports Center or the Field?
No, the Field House. Okay. There's for provided by Beach Explosion, but I think this one right here is the one to go to.
Yeah.
This one's definitely the one to go to.
Yeah.
Make sure to check it out, guys. I will be trying to live stream the event, so if you are unable to make it,
mm-hmm.
I'll try to hook you up
okay.
with some of the best talent that's going to happen here in the area. So, and like it's like, and like who we've had on the show, 757 has some great talent, guys.
They do.
Like,
it's a lot of talent out here, man.
So make sure to go check it out. And before we go, I want to thank, you know, make sure to keep checking us out on TikTok. We're doing more on YouTube. Check us out always on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We got our clothing brand provided by Boosted Biz.
Mm-hmm.
We're also partnered with Shop GLD. Make sure to get your chains, represent your team professionally or collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just keep following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I would say MySpace, but I feel old saying
don't
that.
Say it.
I would feel old
even
saying
though it's still out there,
it's
man.
Still out there, but, still I, out but there. I feel old saying
I found
it.
My old account. Couldn't believe it.
Gosh, I don't think I ever had an account. Man, I don't think I ever had a MySpace account. What would be the one before? What would be the one before that? MySpace.
AOL.
AOL.
Dial-up.
Gosh, that makes us.
That's feel, the last thing. Dial-up.
That makes us feel old, bro. But as we go into the weekend, you know, it's a 3-day weekend, guys, and you know, just we also want to give just look at the memory of what Dr. King taught us, and just you know, we gotta love each other. You know,
it's all
we
about
got
unity,
to
man.
Gotta take care of each other. I know what I've seen a lot is, you know, people want to look out for themselves, mm-hmm. but I think you don't have, you know, your brothers and sisters behind you, you don't got nothing. I think you just need that kind of, you need to have your friends with you. You need to make some friends. You know, you just got to broaden your horizons. I think that's what a lot of us need to do is to just take advantage of a lot of situations that we need to have. So
it helps out, man. It really do help out. If you broaden your horizons and, you know, make communication with people that's not of the norm that you normally talk to, you'll learn some things.
And other than that, guys, just have a safe weekend. Don't do anything crazy. Be safe. And
got a smile on that one.
And also, just before we go, you know, we got NFL this weekend. A lot of big games this weekend. Also, be safe for if you're going out. Don't do anything reckless. Please want you all to be safe. Have fun. Enjoy the games, but be safe. That has been another edition of the Hoot Check podcast series.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can find us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and we are now trying to do more on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you want the full video and as well the interview that I will have with Mr. Tyree Golston,
mm-hmm.
you can check out the video that we had on YouTube and share it, like it, comment, subscribe. We're going to try to keep growing everywhere we can. I will make sure to keep growing, keep doing the best that I can with this show. And remember, don't be a bystander, be a hooper, and keep balling. Peace.
Peace.